The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 1, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on June 28, 2008, in Miraflores, Peru.
So this evening here at Miraflores, we are studying Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 1, text 9. Everyone repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. On ye chabahavas shura, madarte chaktva jivita, nana shastra praharana, sarve yudhavisharada. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science. Purport, as far as the others are concerned, like Jayadratha, Kritavarma, and Shalya, all are determined to lay down their lives for Duryodhana's sake. In other words, it is already concluded that all of them would die in the battle of Kurukshetra for joining the party of the sinful Duryodhana. Duryodhana was, of course, confident of his victory on account of the above-mentioned combined strength of his friends.
En lo que se refiere a los demás, gente como Jayadratha, Kritavarma y Shalya, todos están decididos a dar la vida por Duryodhana. En otras palabras, ya se ha concluido que todos ellos morirán en la batalla de Kurukshetra por haberse unido al bando del dictador Duryodhana. Claro que Duryodhana confiaba en su victoria a cuenta de la antedicha fuerza conjunta de sus amigos.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Madakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, what is the point?
So, what is the
What is the point of this verse?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el punto de este verso?
¿Punto? ¿Punto? ¿Qué es el punto de este texto? Yeah. So, what is that punto? The punto is that all of these persons who have joined the party of Duryodhana, they will be finished.
El punto es que todas las personas que se unieron en el lado de Duryodhana ya están terminados.
They will all become killed.
Todos ellos van a morir, van a ser
matados. So if you join the wrong party, you are finished.
Así que si ustedes unen a parte, o sea, equivocada, ustedes están terminados.
So you should always be inteligente to join the right party.
Así que siempre tienen que ser inteligentes para unirse al parte buena.
The party of Krishna.
Parte de Krishna.
And Arjuna. Is a very nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. It is the concluding verse of the entire Bhagavad Gita.
Hay un lindo verso que concluye toda Bhagavad Gita.
The very last verse.
El último verso.
Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Parto Danur Daraha, Tatta Shir Vijayobhutir Dhruvanitir Matirmama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics. '78. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. So if you want to win, then you should join the party of Krishna. And if you would like to lose, you should join the party of Maya. So, do you want to be a winner? How do you want to be a loser? If you want to be a winner, raise your left hand. I said that for you. Raise your left hand if you want to be a winner. I would have said right hand, but this Mataji has a broken right hand. But raise your left hand if you want to be a winner. Okay, put your hands down. If you want to be a loser, now raise your right hand. Who wants to be a loser? I see one right hand up. Oh, okay, it went down. All right. You want to be a loser? Then you must join the party of Maya. Everyone else here wants to be a winner. So I'm advising all of them to join the party of Krishna. But you have stated that you want to be a loser, so I advise you to join the party of Maya. Whoever joins the party of Krishna, they will be a winner. They will develop very high standard of moral principles. They will be victorious over all opposing elements. They will become victorious over all opposing elements, like enemies. They will also have opulence, whatever money they need. Krishna will give them the money they need.
Van a tener cierta opulencia, todo lo que van a necesitar Krishna les va a proveer.
All you have to do is fully surrender to the party of Krishna. And then Krishna guarantees you will get victory, morality, extraordinary power, and opulence. So the question is, why do people join the party of Maya? Who would be so stupidissimo to join the party of Maya? Only a complete, how do you say, idiot?
Idiota.
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 Would join the party of Maya. So the people of Peru, they are all idiotas. Because they have joined the party of Maya. So you are all the intelligent people here. You have joined the party of Krishna. So you should be kind upon your Peruvian brothers and sisters. You should explain to them about Krishna. Encourage them to join the party of Krishna. We have a party that's going on 24 hours a day. Fiesta. You see? And it's very nice fiesta going on constantly, you see. Singing. Dancing. Feasting. Wonderful festivals. It is simply a life of bliss. When you join the Krishna, when you join with Krishna, your life becomes one fiesta grande. No more anxiety. You just depend on Krishna for everything. You say, for Krishna, from now on, I am your property. You do with me whatever you like. Simply take control of my life, Krishna. You see, we take this mood of being completely surrendered to Krishna, accepting whatever arrangement He makes for our life, He will take very good care. But if we think, no, I will make my own arrangements, then we will have so many, many problemas. If we don't trust Krishna, if we think, I will make my own arrangements, then we have one problem after another 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 problem. Sabe? Therefore, don't try to make your own arrangement. Simply make whatever arrangement Krishna has made for you. Take His arrangement. Completely put yourself under Krishna's direction. Do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Your every pensamiento should be for Krishna. Your every palabra should be for Krishna.
Cada palabra para Krishna.
And your every action, that should be for Krishna.
Cada acción por Krishna.
Everything, todo for Krishna.
Todo por Krishna.
And then you become completely happy.
De esa manera van a ser muy felices.
You become más feliz en todo el mundo.
Van a ser más felices.
Become the happiest person in the whole world.
La persona más feliz del
mundo. Nothing will ever bring you down.
Nada podría como bajarlo.
You will see how Krishna is there helping you at every minute.
Ustedes van a ver Krishna y van a ser felices en cada momento.
You will never be morose.
Nunca van a ser.
You don't know morose? Morose means unhappy, very, very unhappy. You'll never be unhappy. All you have to do is absorb yourself in la conciencia de Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, now I can ask, ¿hay preguntas?
Ahora quiero preguntar si hay preguntas.
Sí.
One devotee has been elevated to spiritual world. He can save a lot of his generations.
He can do what?
He can save a lot of his generations.
Yes, that's right. When one becomes a pure devotee and goes back to Godhead, many, many generations of his family members automatically become liberated. Espiritual. Generation. 21 generations. Become automatically delivered if you become a pure devotee. So therefore you should become pure devotee. Be kind upon your family members. Yeah.
It means future generations or past generations.
Past generations.
Past generations or future generations. Or
future generations? Why not? Are you a householder? Are you a Brahmacharya? Do you have a wife? All right, then you have no future generations. But whoever you preach to, if you are a staunch brahmachari, then by your preaching you can attract many people to this movement. So you should preach to the world. Make as many devotees as possible, and they will all go back to Godhead too. If you set a very good example of pure bhakti, You will inspire many others to take to the path of pure bhakti. And their 21 generations will also be delivered. So in this way you can deliver hundreds and hundreds and thousands of generations just by preaching Krishna bhakti. Questions, Mas? Preguntas, Mas? Yes?
Yes. Exactly,
why is Krishna attracted by devotional service? You cannot bribe Krishna with money. There's nothing in this world that attracts Krishna. Just like a man who owns a sweet shop. A man who owns a sweet shop, who makes the sweets. Sweet shop, you know, where they sell the sweets. You know, in India they have sweet shops, where they sell many varieties of sweets, of Bengali sweets, gulab jamun, rasagula.
Okay. Es como una persona comía demasiado dulces.
For someone who makes the sweets, you cannot attract him by sweets. So everything of this world, it is all the energy of Krishna. So you cannot attract Krishna with anything of this world. Because it's all his energy. But there's one way you can attract Krishna. And that is by love. Krishna is Ajita, he is unconquerable. But he becomes Jita or conquered by his devotees' love. So the question is an excellent question. Why is Krishna attracted by that love? Krishna is manifesting Shatadur. Krishna is Shatadur, Shatadur.
Yeah.
Come in.
He's very good devotee.
Jai. Yeah, there's too much noise out there, so shut the door. Yeah. Shut the door tightly, yes. Very good. Thank you very much. So, Krishna is creating or manifesting innumerable living beings from himself simply for the purpose of having a loving relationship with them.
Krishna está creando bastante entidades vivientes simplemente para disfrutar la relación amorosa.
The very reason that you exist is to love Krishna.
La misma razón porque tú existes es amor de Krishna.
You would not even exist were it not for the fact that Krishna wants to have a loving relationship with you.
Si nosotros simplemente no existiéramos si Krishna no quisiera tener relación amorosa con nosotros.
Krishna has given you the free will to love him or to leave him.
Krishna nos da dos opciones, o amarlo o dejarlo.
You foolishly chose to leave him. You came to this material world.
Escogiste estúpidamente dejarlo.
And now he's simply waiting. When will this soul again learn how to love me? When will he start to love me again?
Y ahora simplemente Krishna está esperando cuando otra vez tú vuelves a amarlo.
Krishna is very eager and ready to have loving relationship with you.
Krishna es muy impacientemente quiere tener volver a tener esta relación amorosa con
Simply you have to show some eagerness from your side.
Tú lo único que tú tienes que hacer es mostrar esta impaciencia de amarlo.
As soon as you do that, then Krishna will shower his mercy upon you like anything.
Y cuando tú lo hagas, Krishna va a manifestarte hacia ti, o sea, va a hacer un paso.
Because you exist simply for the purpose of having of being someone that Krishna can have a loving relationship with.
Porque, o sea, como propósito de tu existencia es porque Krishna quiere tener relación amorosa contigo.
That's why Krishna easily becomes controlled by the love of his devotee.
Por eso, precisamente por eso, Krishna puede ser controlado por amor de su devoto.
Just like the parent becomes controlled by the child.
De la misma manera, papá, los papás pueden ser controlados por.
In a loving relationship.
En una relación amorosa.
Similarly, Krishna agrees to become controlled by the love of his devotee.
De la misma manera, Krishna es acepta, bueno, ser controlado por amor de su devoto.
Más preguntas. Yes.
¿Tú te refieres a la gente que no vive en el templo o que no son devotos?
Saying that persons who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness are just rascals and don't have enough intelligence. Following in ego false ego, just manifestation of false ego.
Is that a manifestation of their false ego?
Yeah, saying
they don't want to hear.
Saying that the persons who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness.
Their false ego blocks them from knowing about Krishna. That's a bad. Is it because of our false ego that they're not attracted?
Yeah.
It can be, yeah. By your own false pride, you can be blocking people from Krishna consciousness. That's a thing.
Por nuestro ego falso, nosotros podemos también como que como que asustar, ¿no? No sé, como que no atraer a la gente a conciencia de Krishna. O sea, como que poner una barrera.
The more that the devotees manifest saintly qualities, the more that people will be attracted to this movement.
Pero la manera que los devotos van a manifestando los ciertas cualidades, la gente van a ser más atraídos por el movimiento.
If the devotees manifest material qualities, they're actually blocking people from joining this movement.
Cualidades materiales ellos simplemente como que bloquean otra gente, o sea, hacen una barrera entre la gente que no son devotos y movimiento Hare Krishna.
So every devotee should try to develop saintly qualities as much as possible.
Así que todos los devotos tienen que tratar de desarrollar cualidades de una persona santa de la manera, o sea,
that will make this movement very, very successful.
Y de esa manera convertir el movimiento en muy exitoso.
Questions more? Yeah.
Krishna is more eager to have a loving relationship with us when we
are to have one with him. Uh-huh. Yes, that is true. Yeah. Krishna is more eager to love us than we are to love him. So we should take advantage of his eagerness. Try to love him as best we can, and then he will help us. ¿Preguntas más?
Porque cuando uno empieza o practica el proceso del Bhakti Yoga, uno está con el entusiasmo de querer dejar de disfrutar del mundo material, pero en el momento de que uno está practicando el proceso comienza también a tener este poco a poco apegos, ¿no? Sutiles.
¿A quién? ¿Apegos
a los cosas materiales?
Once, when one person is joining Hare Krishna movement and has a lot of enthusiasm and beginning to lose attachments to material things, but with time, the same person with practice Hare Krishna Bhakti Yoga beginning to have attachments, or these attachments just appears from somewhere to the same material things. And why?
Yes, someone comes and they're all enthusiastic and they take it up very nicely, but then after some time they go away. Why did that happen? It's because they were doing devotional service in the mode of passion. They weren't cultivating sattva guna. Sattva guna means you study the scriptures very carefully. Means you rise early in the morning and take your bath. Decorate your body with tilak every morning. It means you dive very deeply into chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with full focus of attention. If one develops the sattvic qualities, then they will never lose their enthusiasm. But if they only do service enthusiastically, but they don't cultivate sattva guna, then sooner or later they will lose their enthusiasm.
Pero si nosotros seguimos haciendo servicio en pasión y no en sattva guna, poco a poco vamos a perder este entusiasmo.
So they must carefully study the books and carefully chant the holy names. That will help. That will make them steady.
Así que la idea es cuidadosamente estudiar libros y cantar concentradamente. No sé,
they should become very, very thoughtful. Philosophical. To understand who am I, what is the purpose of my existence, etc. Preguntas más. ¿Es todo? ¿Yes?
¿Por qué Krishna libera demonios si ellos todavía tienen el deseo de permanecer en este mundo?
Why Krishna delivers the demons if they still have attachments to be in this material world?
The demons?
Mm-hmm.
Why are there demons?
Why Krishna delivers the demons?
Why does he deliver the demons?
If they still
actually the demons don't become delivered.
In realidad, demonios no son liberados.
They remain here birth after birth.
Ellos permanecen
One has to become a devotee to become delivered. The demons have rot in the cycle of birth and death. The demons rot. Rot. Rotting means like rotting, you know, like when some flesh is rotting and decomposing. The demons rot in the cycle of birth and death. They don't go back to Godhead. The devotees go back to Godhead, not the demons. That's only a small elite number. Very few. If you become very, 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 very mucho, 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 mucho grande demon, you see, then you can directly attack Krishna. Then you can be killed and liberated. If you want to be a demon and get liberated, you have to become muy grande demon. That you are powerful enough to directly attack Krishna. To try to kill him. You have to do great mystic powers to become that big of a demon, you see. So how many people in Lima are powerful enough to attack Krishna? Is there any demons big enough here in Lima to attack Krishna? Yes or no? See or no? No. They are not, these demons are very small demons, teeny little demons, you see. So if you want to get liberated, you have to be a devotee or a big demon, you see. If you're simply a demon ordinario, then you'll never get liberated. You must become demon extraordinario. If you want to get liberated as a demon. Yeah? Everyone on the battlefield of Kurukshetra got liberated because they were killed in the presence of Krishna. Yes, Mataji? Yes. Actually, your karma is also going on under the influence of Krishna. So, actually, Krishna is acting at every step. You should see Krishna at every step, in everything. Even when you're suffering reactions for your previous sinful activities, you should see Krishna is so kindly giving me this karmic reaction. To help me take shelter of Him. You should see Krishna in everything. Even in your karma, you should see Krishna. Perguntas más? Yes. Yeah.
hacen mucho vivir a los demonios, ¿no? ¿Por qué no? ¿Por qué Krishna no los mata? O los destruye. Hay demonios muy malos. Existen demonios tan malos. ¿Por qué no los destruye Krishna?
There are a lot of demons in this world. Why Krishna doesn't kill them all of them?
He is going to kill all of them.
Ele vai matar a todos
eles. Mridya sarva harashchaham. Krishna says, I am all devouring death. Krishna will kill every one of them.
Krishna diz que ele é morto. Ele vai matar a todos
eles. He could kill them immediately, but he's giving them a chance to become devotees first.
Ele poderia matá-los imediatamente, mas ele está dando a oportunidade de convertir-se em devotos.
Pergunta mais. Yeah.
Desires to serve to Krishna and our egoistic desires.
Or what kind of desire?
Our desires to serve to Krishna or our desires to just our egoistic desires to
material desires?
Material desires.
That's why you have guru.
Por eso tú tienes guru.
You simply follow the instruction of your Guru Maharaj, that's so. Whatever he says, you do. Simple thing.
Todo lo que él te dice, simplemente hazlo.
And that way you know you're not acting on the platform of material desire.
De esa manera, tú vas a saber definitivamente que no estás actuando en plataforma de deseos materiales.
Next question.
¿Por qué, por ejemplo, en la batalla de Kurukshetra, en el lado de los Kurus, porque es que habían héroes que han también ellos defendían los principios religiosos, pero sin embargo se unieron al bando opuesto, ¿no? En este caso, por decir Bhishma, Drona, ¿no? O sea, ¿por qué?
In Kurukshetra battle, why there were some signed persons like Bhishma who were very signed persons but they joined wrong side.
Yes, because Bhishma joined the opposing party because according to Kshatriya codes, because he was maintained by Duryodhana, he was obliged to fight on behalf of Duryodhana. Duryodhana was his boss. He was maintained by Duryodhana.
Duryodhana era su jefe. Ellos fueron mantenidos por él.
Just like if you have a job for some company, they may ask you to do something you don't like to do because they're paying your bills, you do it anyway.
Es como tú estás trabajando, ¿no? Y a veces tú no quieres hacer lo que tú tienes que hacer, pero tú lo haces porque tienes que pagar tus cuentas.
So, that's it. So, muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.